You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
It's CNN Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999 or you can text that same number, 1-800-330-9999.
What do you got?
If you slash anyone's tires, that is all I need to know about you. But I'm going to go a step further. If you go after cars that belong to nurses and doctors that really have their hands full, that is certainly all I need to know about you.
That's low, man.
This is when you citizen arrest people.
Slashing tires is only good when somebody's chasing you. If somebody's chasing you and you're in a movie and then you run to a vehicle to get away, then you should always slash tires.
No, definitely.
And do more than one so that they can't even change it for a spare. Even though by then I would think that you'd be long gone.
You know how I knew I was losing my mind the other day?
How's that?
I live on it's a side street, like a side street, but it's kind of off a couple busier roads.
Right.
And a lot of times people use our street as like a cut-through street.
Oh, they do that on one half of mine too, even though we made one part of it one way.
So here's the thing is that right at the corner, there's a stop sign and everyone blows that stop sign.
Uh-huh.
And my kids play out there.
Of course.
So I thought about getting that strip. Where like...
The stop strip.
Yeah, where like...
No, that's for authorities.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's illegal.
But
yeah, you can't do that.
It crossed my mind.
Yeah.
I go, I wonder if that's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing if you're a police officer.
Right.
Right.
But in this situation, it's a lot different. You're not spinning around a stop sign. This is approximately 17 cars belonging to nurses and doctors at New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital in Westchester had their tires slashed.
Oh, that's low.
Yeah. Here's one of the women who has her husband in ICU there with the coronavirus had to say.
The nurses and the doctors and the staff have been amazing. And who would do that? It's disgusting. I don't know who, what, why, what the logic is, what they were thinking. No one in their right mind would do it, especially knowing the work that's being done in there.
See, I think we should citizen arrest these people.
They probably think that the nurses created 5G and that it's their fault that this whole thing happened.
If I have to hear about
this
5G nonsense one more time.
People are crazy.
Oh, man.
If you're willing to shout your financials from the lawn into your CPA's window to get your taxes filed at this point, that's all I need to know about you. The taxes are done, Anna Zapp. The numbers are in, and I want some money.
Must be nice.
I don't even know if I have to shout. Like, I just think, okay. Carry the 2 and throw in a 6.
If you want to brag about your tax return.
Oh, I'm getting a return, girl.
That's certainly all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999 if you want to chime in too. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. It's Anna and Raven. Home Cook Idol. All weekend long, we collected your submissions, your pictures of the dishes you're cooking at your house, and we're going to judge them American Idol style.
Right. That's the three of us looking at your dish, despite the fact that we can't put it in our mouth or go to your house to pick it up, and then telling you whether or not we think it's going to be a big star.
Can't taste it. Can't smell it. All we can do is look at it, right?
Yep.
Or you could lick your phone.
There's that.
That's good.
We have an added incentive. If we chose your photo to be critiqued, you will win a random prize from our house.
Could be a melted spatula.
Yep.
Could be a glass that has no matching for the pair.
Right.
Anything like that.
I've got three kids, so who knows what you're going to get.
Right. There's a broken measuring cup in my drawer. I'm getting that thing out of there.
But whatever the most unique dish is, we'll win a $100 gift card to Target. And we're going to start today. Michelle from Wilton submitted her roast beef and potatoes. You'll be able to see this on our Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter right now at Anna and Raven, so you can look and judge for yourself what you think. But gentlemen, what do you think about this roast beef and potatoes? Chef Plum, let's start with you.
Well, listen, roast beef and potatoes are fantastic dish. Everyone loves it. A home staple. I look at this dish right here. I'm not really sure what's going on here. I can't tell what cut of beef that is. My guess is it's an eye round, which would probably be the cheapest steak you could possibly buy. Mm. The potatoes don't look fully cooked all the way through. And there's no vegetables, no wine in here. The steak barely looks seasoned. What are we doing here? I mean, this is, if we're supposed to be home cook idling here, this is more like, you know, home cook idling still, basically in neutral.
You know, you told me you were going to be Simon Cowell, and you feel a little bit more like Randy Jackson, all right? But I'm going to be Lionel, and I'm just going to say, there's nothing to this. There's nothing sexy about this. There's nothing that's jumping out at me. You're right. The potatoes may be underdone. The meat, listen, okay, you put some meat on something, I'll eat it if it's hot, no problem. But, you know, again, there's nothing sexy about this here. Is that onions in there? Is it little sautéed onions? Okay. Onions with my potatoes, scallop style. I'm not feeling it.
Well, it's a breaker combination to have onions and potatoes, but you don't want to serve beef jerky with it. That's the issue I have.
Wow. I, on the other hand, think this looks fine. This looks delicious to me. I don't understand. It's meat and potatoes. It belongs on your table. It's a delicious, hearty meal. And that's exactly what this woman cooked, meat and potatoes. It looks somewhat seasoned. It has a nice sear on it. There's plenty of potatoes. And the truth of the matter is I live for potatoes. And this is like an ocean, a vast ocean of potatoes. Woo!
Wow. I mean, well, you are Paula Abdul before she went away for one of those vacations where they don't let you, you know, drink and party with your friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have one eye open and one eye closed right now? Because that was a total Paula move.
We're going to put this picture up and you tell us what you think of Michelle's roast beef and potatoes. And Michelle, thank you so much for submitting your photo to Home Cook Idol.
It doesn't mean if it's boring that she's not a nice person.
Michelle, you're not going to Hollywood.
It's the bright side. Good things that are happening right now. You wake up to so much bad news, and, you know, we're not really down with that here with Anna and Raven.
It's a little bit of a pump up. That's what you need, Anna.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Good stuff.
You got some good stuff for me today?
Yeah. We've seen a lot of new normal. New normal at 7 o'clock every night. We applaud. We honk our horns for our healthcare workers. But now, Raven, there is a joyous sound that's coming from inside the hospital walls.
Okay.
This is from Yale New Haven Hospital. Listen to this. What is that? That is nurses and doctors. The new trend is that they are lining the halls and they cheer whenever a COVID-positive patient's condition has improved, that they can be moved out of ICU into a regular floor or be discharged altogether.
Well, that is exciting. I got a friend over there at Yale, and I know that they've seen some hard days. So
yeah.
That's good, you know?
Yeah.
Send people home.
Yeah.
Get people moving on in the right direction.
I think it's good. It's a good morale booster, not only for the patient,
sure,
but also for each other.
Saying, yeah,
like,
no, I
we
agree.
Did it. We did it. We got them out to where they need to be.
Yeah, you got to celebrate the victories with the losses, right? You got to do that. I know that some of my friends, too, I've been seeing them go in, and they said it's been some of the hardest days that they've ever worked. But when you start turning in the right direction, you got to step on those things and build on those, right?
Absolutely. How about this for looking on the bright side of things? When you're talking about teenagers, right now, if you're looking at my tween daughter, I'm looking right at her. They're living on their cell phones, laptops, video games. And you can't really blame them because, you know, what else are they going to do? Like, they're doing their work and that's it.
Yeah, it's tough out there right now. Plus, it's tough to be a parent, too.
Right. But 14-year-old Anna Rahner from West Islip, she knew that her grandparents needed her iPhone more than she did. So she gave it to them and she taught them how to use FaceTime so they could see and talk to all 17 of their grandchildren and their 3 great-grandchildren.
Oh, that is a teenage sacrifice right there. At least you won't have to do your hair, though, to make sure that you don't show up in your snaps.
Listen to this.
Yeah, so now you can talk.
Okay.
All right, say hi.
Thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Grandma. Bye, Grandma.
All right, love you. We'll see you guys soon.
Have fun with your new toy.
Yes, have fun with your new toy. Enjoy the FaceTime.
Anna went on to say that it's only a matter of time before her grandparents are on TikTok. Which made me giggle.
Sweet.
But this made me smile because my brother lives in Texas.
Sure.
So whenever he sees them, it's through FaceTime. My mom holds up the phone to my grandmother and she can talk to them. But yesterday for Easter, it was the first time that we all Zoom together.
Oh, yeah.
So my mom calls my grandmother into the office. My grandmother lives with my mother and says, look at this. So now we're all on the screen.
Sure.
And it's me, it's my sister, it's all the grandkids, it's my brother, my nieces and my nephews. And all of a sudden tears start coming down her face. And she's like, and she's saying in Italian, she's like, how did you do this? How
amazing.
Are we all together?
Amazing.
So then she had to explain that we weren't actually all in the same room. But like technology for how difficult it can be a lot, it really does have its upsides in situations
sure,
like this. They get to see their grandchildren. My grandmother gets to see all of us all over the country.
Yeah. So which one does she believe of you that created Zoom?
No, Joe, my brother Joe is her favorite.
so she believes Joe created it. Joe fixed it.
Yeah, congratulations, Joe. You did it. Yeah.
Well, that's the bright side.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven.
It all comes down to this. You have voted. We had 16. We had Selection Sunday. You nominated the saddest movies of all time. We took those 16. We put them head to head. One by one, they got knocked out until there was only two left.
I mean, we've been doing this for like 2 weeks now.
Feels
right?
like forever.
It's been pretty... Come on now.
Feels like a really
all
long
right?
time.
It's good to invest your time in something right now. It's good.
And we questioned whether we should do March Sadness, but we had it planned forever, and we figured, why not? And we asked you, and you said, everything has been canceled. Don't cancel March
That's
Sadness.
That's right. That's right. They couldn't do without it. But now here we come to the time where it's time to finally crown a champion. And that means a very qualified competitor has to go.
Right. Which is going to be the saddest movie of all time.
Oh, I can't even believe it.
On Friday, we announced the final two, and we start with Steel Magnolias.
I want to know why. I want to know why Shelby's life is over. I want to know how that baby will ever know how wonderful his mother was. Will he ever know what she went through for him? Oh, God, I want to know why.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot to take on a Monday.
Let me tell you something. I've never watched this movie.
Steel Magnolias.
No, time out. Saturday night, I said, I'm going to watch Steel Magnolias. I've had too many people say to me, how does it make it to the finals and you haven't watched it yet?
Right, okay.
Me and my 11-year-old daughter Hayden sat next to each other.
Oh, you watched it together.
Oh, yeah. Hayden likes that kind of stuff. She's into it.
Yeah.
And we sat there. And we cried.
Bald.
We cried.
Bald.
And it was such a good movie. And you've been making fun of me this whole time saying
right.
I said Magnolias, right?
Magnolias.
Magnolias. I say it the same way they say it in the movie.
No, it's fake.
Yes.
No, that's totally fake.
But you know what I noticed in the movie that I thought was fascinating?
What's that?
The finals were over Easter weekend. If you remember, that movie starts on Easter and ends on Easter. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Is that some kind of
too creepy? Too...
Oh, it was like eye-opening.
It really drove it home for you, huh?
It was gut-wrenching. Oh, it was gut-wrenching.
Sally Field is just unbelievable, Sally Field. Oh,
yeah, man. And the young Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Her all over again. And Dolly Parton is so great. If you have not taken the time to rewatch that movie, it was like the fastest 2 hours of my life to watch it. It really was. But could it hold a light to an iconic movie like Titanic?
Come back. I'll never let go. I promise.
What a great soundtrack. What a great film. Unbelievably well done. But, and it's well acted, but it's not Sally Field. This is going to break my heart one way or the other, I think.
Kristen wrote on our Facebook page, and there were so many votes, it took me 3 times to recount them last night.
Good for you investing yourselves in this.
Kristen wrote, Titanic. I cry just watching the footage of the actual ship at the bottom of the ocean, thinking about what those poor people went through as it sank. Steel Magnolias has a fantastic acting and is definitely a tearjerker, but in terms of pure, real sadness, it's got to be Titanic. Nikki wrote, Steel Magnolias wins. No parent should ever have to watch their child die, no matter how old they are. Holding their hand as they do is the hardest thing you will ever have to do. Every ounce of your being wants to run and pretend that it isn't happening. But at the same time, you don't want them to be alone as they die. Sally portrays all these emotions perfectly at the funeral.
Oh my gosh, that one is like a film critic. Well done.
Do you want to know who won?
I mean, you have to give me the result. It's just, that's the way it is.
It wasn't as close as you think. And Steel Magnolias is March Sadness winner 2020. Sally Field in the funeral.
She ran away with it.
And the smiling through the tears.
Oh.
That's all it comes down to. Congratulations.
Look at me. I'm crying right now.
Are you crying?
I'm so happy for her.
Julia Roberts is actually alive. She's fine.
I'm so...
She's fine.
All right. I'm going to be all right.
Yep. Sometimes you just need a phone number to call, somewhere to call where you can vent, you can say whatever's on your mind, you can get all the aggression of being in quarantine off your chest, or you can just really thank a social worker or somebody that's been helping you.
We talked to a doctor last week who was like, you definitely need to find your own space, even if you're hanging like blankets or sheets in your apartment, just somewhere in the corner there. But when you call the quarantine confession hotline, you can basically say whatever you want to. They'd be judgment-free. Could be nice. Then again, it could be just something to save your sanity.
Right, it's Anna and Raven, and that's why we created it. Quarantine Confessions Hotline. The phone number is 833-431-0905. You can call 24 hours a day. Just leave a message, anything that's on your mind. Maybe your kids are driving you crazy. Maybe your husband's driving you nuts. Maybe you want to thank all the doctors and the nurses out there. Whatever it is, we want to hear from you. It's just a place for you to let your voice be heard.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got.
Hey, it's Kevin. I would like to confess that I memorized the words to every single Disney Junior show. Mm. And during quarantine, I've been eating Girl Scout cookies every night.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, every night.
Yeah.
Is it the COVID-10 or is it the COVID-19?
I won't get on a scale. So yeah. So today, actually, ironically, I know it's Monday and people are like, oh, it's because it's Monday.
Yeah.
But I have decided that, like, that's enough.
Oh, yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said that to me 2 weeks ago.
No.
But today's enough.
Yeah. No, I don't want to come out of this and be so sad that now it's summertime and none of my clothes fit. So today, for real, I'm starting
for
my
reals,
diet.
For real, today.
For reals, for reals. Today, I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to go home and I'm going to do one of the workouts. I'm not going to like put it on.
What about tomorrow?
Stream
what
it.
What about tomorrow after today?
No, I'm going to. I'm going to. Have you noticed I haven't had my breakfast yet? I don't know if you've realized it.
That's true. You have not had your breakfast yet at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yep. We'll see. Yep.
Hi, Anna and Raven. I don't think enough people have acknowledged you and thanked you for keeping us entertained and staying on the air. So I'm going to sing my thank you to you, if that's okay.
Oh, please do.
You just turn on their station and you know wherever they are, they'll come running to entertain you. Anna Zumba class is with you. Raven plays the hits for you. And they'll be there. Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. Anna and Raven.
That's nice.
Thank you, Anna and Raven.
And certainly she could sing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
It's about
that was
as
so nice.
Uncomfortable as we will ever be.
Oh, my God.
Somebody singing our praises right
now. I know.
I mean, what was that big bang in the middle, though? What, were you moving a stapler?
Oh, I couldn't
what
believe
happened?
It. I was surprised.
So you slapped a stapler? I don't know what. There's a big noise in the middle of that.
I don't
it
know.
Was you. What did you do?
I was surprised to hear it. I got a little bit excited. I hit the. That was really nice. Thank you so much. If you want to call the Quarantine Confession Hotline, 833-431-0905. Can we make that our show motto? Can we just play that every hour?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say no, but it was
so
very
sweet.
Nice. What's the number?
833-431-0905. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. First thing first, a lot of talk about how and when we're going to reopen the states. And today should be significant because Governor Lamont over the weekend in Connecticut said this.
We're not out of the woods yet, but on Monday I'll be meeting with Governors Cuomo and Murphy, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, working together as a partnership about our back-to-work strategy.
Yeah, we keep hearing this over and over again, is that the three of them have been working together and making decisions all at the same time.
Okay.
Which is interesting. I wonder if they're today, because of the high winds and the bad weather, if they're still going to plan a meet. I guess, right? I guess you don't cancel a meeting like that because of bad weather.
I mean, it's a video chat, so if they can get a signal, I think the meeting will probably take place. If not, they might just get on the telephone. That could happen.
You know, I know that President Trump has been pushing for a lot of places to reopen. And, you know, obviously there's places in the Midwest that are not impacted as much as we are in the Northeast. Right, at this time. But don't you think it's a little premature at this point to be talking about reopening, even though I know people are desperately trying to get back to normalcy?
It's not just about normalcy. I mean, obviously the economics of this are massive and they have long, far-reaching implications. So the longer we stay out, the more that these things affect things down the road. And there's a movement, I think, by people that are younger that are mostly not falling susceptible to this, too, to think that, well, wait a minute, if you give me the option, then I'm ready to go, you know, in one capacity or another. So I don't think it's going to be everybody going back at once, but I think that you could see people phasing in. I think that some people mentally are ready for that. Whether or not it's going to be the right thing to do, we're not going to know until after, really. So it's scary.
There's going to be a lot of meetings. That's what I think. In the
there will be many, many meetings. Hopefully today the wind won't stop them.
Right. I mean, it's really windy.
It's going to be very windy.
Speaking of the wind, the drive-ups, the testing sites, because of the wind, it's going to be dangerous
out
there.
I hope the power doesn't go out today, really, because they're talking about that. And then obviously imagine how bored you'll be then.
Mm. Number two thing you need to know this hour, speaking of the Tri-State Allegiance and the three governors working together, there was certainly a miscommunication, I guess we'll call it that, between New York City Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mayor de Blasio declared that New York City schools would be closed for the remainder of the school year. And Cuomo was like, whoa.
You're not the guy to decide that.
Right. And de Blasio's doubling down. He's like, no, I am. And the schools are going to be closed. I thought this was interesting when this happened because Lamont had, in Connecticut, had extended closures to May 20th, but that was it, which I thought was surprising because they've all been kind of making these announcements together. But Cuomo didn't say anything.
Well, I think statewide that's a state decision. Every state will be different. Obviously, you know, in certain counties, it'll be closer, but every state, I think, will be different. You'd like to get the kids back at least for a couple weeks at the end of the school year to make people feel normal again and just get everybody back into that routine.
Right.
It's going to be tough to go back in September when you've been off for 3 or 4 months. Plus, they'd like to, commensurate. They'd like to, you know, do, you know, graduations and stuff like that, too. So
I've been hearing about a lot of proms and graduations being rescheduled for October, which seems to me to make probably the most sense, I guess. But then I was thinking about it. Think about when you went to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever go back to high school and go to your prom? I can't imagine that at that point I would go back. I'd just be like, all right.
It's the entire class, so maybe.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
All right, third thing you need to know this hour. A Boston suburb has a new rule to prevent people from getting too close when they go on walks. And this may be following suit in a lot of other neighborhoods here in this area. They're making certain sidewalks one way so you don't have to pass people coming in the other direction. And if you do it intentionally, it's a $100 fine. You know how, like, when you go in the grocery stores, they have the arrows now? They're doing this on the street. Here they are talking about it.
All the comments we've gotten back so far that I've seen have been positive. And now that they know that that's what we're asking them to do, they're doing it. This little thing about walking against traffic, it may hang over to when things eventually get back to normal.
I feel like we should be doing this. It's like when you go, in a direction, you automatically go in one direction, like a herd. It's like the same thing. Why don't we do this normally?
Oh, because it sounds like North Korea to me, Anna Zapp. It sounds like North Korea.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Meg, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Meg.
All right, Meg.
Good luck, Raven.
Here's how it works. Raven's walking out of the studio. When that big old door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready to do it?
Got it. I'm ready.
They're a little bit tricky today. Let's see how you can do. Number one, Amy Schumer is getting her own show on the Food Network as she learns how to cook while in quarantine. What 2015 movie did she star in with Bill Hader?
Amy.
Okay, number two, Selena Gomez bought Tom Petty's former Encino mansion. What was Tom Petty's band's name?
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Number three, a mom made her kids a do-it-yourself Happy Meal during the lockdown, and it's gone viral. What fast food restaurant will you find a Happy Meal?
McDonald's.
And number four, Disney's Robin Hood is getting a live-action remake. Who is Robin Hood's sidekick?
Robin Hood's sidekick. It's a fox, isn't it?
Mm. Number five. Who was the surprise host on SNL this past weekend?
Tom Hanks.
All right. Not bad, Meg. Let me wave Raven back in.
Yo.
All right. She did okay. She got 3 out of 5, but they're kind of tricky today.
All right. 3 out of 5 is not bad. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Amy Schumer is getting her own show on the Food Network as she learns how to cook in quarantine. What 2015 movie did she star in with Bill Hader?
Trainwreck.
That is correct. Number two, Selena Gomez bought Tom Petty's former Encino mansion. What was Tom Petty's band's name?
The Heartbreakers, of course.
Yep. Number three.
Or the Traveling Wilburys. He was also in that band.
Yeah.
I could do this all day.
All right. A mom made her kids a do-it-yourself Happy Meal during the lockdown. It's gone viral. In what fast food restaurant will you find a Happy Meal?
Really? McDonald's.
You guys are tied at three.
That is tricky.
Number four. Disney's Robin Hood is getting a live-action remake. Who is Robin Hood's sidekick? Smarty Pants.
Little John.
Oh, Little John is correct.
Get some.
Number five. Who was the surprise host on SNL this past weekend?
Tom Hanks, right next to his refrigerator.
Yep. All right. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was awkward. I thought it was, you know, it's not made for skit television, I guess, in many ways. Larry David, somebody get a hook.
It was the only time I'd stayed up to watch SNL in years.
Oh, no.
And I fell asleep right after Kate McKinnon doing Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's the best.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's just awkward. It's not their fault.
Right. They did the best they could, and we'll remember that.
Right.
Meg, I'm sorry he beat you 5-3 this morning.
Oh, this is Meg from Norwalk, and I can't beat Raven.
But we are
really thought I could.
I thought you could too, but you know what? Don't give up. You'll have plenty more chances, and you do get your own Anna and Raven T-shirt.
Better luck next time.
You want to beat Raven too? I'm going to give you the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. This I am fascinated with. It's been a lot of talk about when things can get quote unquote back to normal. We know that Governor Lamont, Governor Cuomo, and New Jersey Governor Murphy are all getting together today to talk about when we can start reopening things.
Posse in effect when they sit down together. Yo!
It's a big party. I don't know if it's a party. I think it's more like a Zoom.
And it's right. It's over Skype or Google or whatever. Yeah. Right. But whatever.
Maybe a three-way call. I don't know. But either way, that quote-unquote back to normal, but there's been a lot of focus on this antibody test, because that antibody test, supposedly anybody can take this test and it'll tell you if your body has already built an immunity to it, and they're validating them. And Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked about it, if this was a real thing that's going to be coming to us, and this is what he said.
Yes, actually, at the last task force meeting, the individuals responsible for both developing, validating, and getting the test out are saying, and I'm certain that that's going to happen, that within a period of a week or so, we're going to have a rather large number of tests that are available.
A week?
Well, that would be great if they, you know, all those things are indeed true. When you have somebody that's developed the test, created the test, and then is going to ship out the test, I mean, it's good because you don't have a lot of other hands in there that can muck things up. On the other hand, but you've got one person that's basically regulating everything there. So I hope it's approved and everything is all set and it actually works as well as they say.
I'm fascinated by it because Raven will tell you, behind the scenes, I keep saying, like, I think I had this already. You know, and he gets so mad when I say this. You put your head in your
hands. It's not responsible for you to say that you beat it.
I just have a feeling. And the fact
you have a hunch.
I have a hunch.
You were never even sick.
Well, I had a cough.
You had allergies for a day or two.
Anyway, the fact that there will be a test that can test my blood to see if my body has those antibodies.
That's a good idea.
It's fascinating that we could actually have that. And then what they said is they would give you like a proclamation kind of thing that you can carry around with you.
Yes.
Saying that you have these antibodies, so you'd be able to kind of return to work and be quote unquote safe.
Right.
It's just crazy what science can do.
On the one hand, it's great. It keeps people safer. On the other hand, it labels people. And it says that I am, you know, somebody who's completely healthy, and somebody else who maybe has not had that test or whatever now is seen as a scarlet letter, even though they may, in fact, also be healthy. So who will give these tests? How readily available will they be made, and how many are actually coming, and how quick will they get here? These are real questions.
You're so annoying with the dark side of things. Can you just be optimist like me? Like, this is the course great?
You just have to keep all things, you have to take things into account.
Number two, really bad weather is coming today, and the winds are going to be the biggest problems. We can see gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Besides expecting power outages, the other really big problem is that the pop-up testing sites will have to close.
Yeah, because they'll blow right away.
Right, so if you have an appointment to get tested at one of these sites, make sure your location is, one, still operating, and two, that if it's not, then you need to reschedule your appointment. Mm-hmm. So that's really important today.
Keep in mind in that, if we lose the power, too, on top of it, it'll be the Stone Age at most people's houses. Oh, could be a bad afternoon.
It's a good thing I broke my Uno. And the third thing you need to know, stop believing everything you read online. That's what government officials are saying. There's been a lot of rumors, and they said that you need to check these things before you start believing them, including the fact that you should take a deep breath and hold it for 10 seconds. If you can do it, that means you don't have coronavirus. Hold it for 10 seconds. Hold it while I talk, because they're saying that this was the biggest rumor online, that if you could do that with any without distress, then you were fine. And they're saying that's not true. Don't believe everything that you read. Holding your breath for 10 seconds doesn't do anything. And here's the good news.
Give me my superpowers bracelet right now.
My bracelet
says that I'm better than you.
Well,
give me that bracelet right now.
When we test your antibodies, we can know. See? Hackers, home security, how do you protect yourself? Dr. Eric Cole is a cybersecurity expert, founder and executive leader at SecureAnchor.com. It's Anna and Raven. My 11-year-old daughter got a new phone, and then all of a sudden, these terribly inappropriate images kept popping up on her phone. I don't know how to get them off. I don't know where she accidentally went, but what do you do in a situation like that? Let's start there.
Okay, what's happening there, when she goes to a lot of these different sites, Snapchat, Instagram, the kids believe that it's all trusted content, but what we don't realize is anybody can buy ads. So all of those different ads that are popping up are actually not verified, not validated, and in many cases malicious. So she probably innocently clicked on one of those links where it said, find out who your top friends are, see if your picture is the coolest. It's things like that that are meant to attract and draw in kids. In terms of getting rid of it, most of the time what you actually have to do is delete the app completely,
okay,
and then reinstall the app, and then when you log back in, it should be gone.
Dr. Cole, you were at McAfee, you were at Lockheed Martin. I mean, you've seen the biggest threats that there are out there. A regular person who's at home, and that means most of us at this point right now, who's doing their banking or work, certainly their personal and business emails, how can they really keep themselves secure? Because it feels like whenever I buy something, it's got some new guarantee on it, but it almost feels like that's some sort of malware.
Yes, it's very interesting times, and especially with the current environment that we live in. These attackers are evil, they're unethical, and they are the slimiest people on the planet. They know our kids are at home, they know elderly people are not working, and they target those folks a lot. And now with work at home, they're coming after us.
See, I would think people would be nice now, given the situation in the world. I think like there's a pandemic, people would back off, these hackers would back off, but do you think it's the opposite?
These attackers prey when we're emotional. When people are emotional, that's when they target us. So we have seen, since the COVID-19 outbreak, the number of phishing attempts with COVID have increased by 400%.
Wow.
And here's probably the scariest number, because my company tracks all of this. We took 2,000 COVID-19 emails that we've gathered from various clients, and 73% of them, 73% were malicious. Now, there's one piece of good news. All of the malicious software only runs on Windows computers. So my recommendation is, when checking email and surfing the web, use an iPhone, an iPad, an Android. Use a non-Windows-based device, and then the malware won't be able to hurt you.
Cybersecurity expert Eric Cole.
What else can we do at home to avoid this stuff?
A couple of key tips is stay away from anything free. Nothing is free in life, and most of those free apps is where you're getting a lot of that malware. Now, in the case of children, all of that social media is free, but in terms of adults using sites like Google Docs or Dropbox or things like that to do work, spend the extra $20, $30 and go with the commercial version.
We keep hearing about the hackers on Zoom. What light can you share about that?
That one, to be honest with you, I really feel a little bad for Zoom. Like it or not, the general model with all software, Zoom, GoToMeeting, or any of these other remote workforce solutions, they do have security, but it's not built in by default. So you have to spend the time to add it on. Now, recently, based on a lot of my efforts that I've been working on over the last 2 weeks, Zoom now requires a password for all meetings, which is really good. And they also put everyone in a waiting room. So you, as the organizer, has to explicitly allow them in. So Zoom now has those features turned on. Don't go in and advertise and give away what your Zoom link is. This is actually what the Prime Minister of the UK actually did. He tweeted a picture saying, hey, we're working remotely. And right in the link, if you expanded the picture, you could see his private link. So all of a sudden, everybody was now joining his calls inadvertently. So don't share that information.
Oh, man.
I know I joke. I was actually thrilled with that, because it's not only our leader, leaders that are doing crazy things online. Other leaders are doing the same thing.
I could have been president of UK for a minute there. We missed it.
Dr. Eric Cole, cybersecurity expert, founder, and executive leader at SecureAnchor.com. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And stay safe in these crazy times.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.